30 years into the AIDS epidemic, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday released a report which evaluates achievements in the global HIV response ahead of the high-level meeting on AIDS to take place in New York this June. The report highlights that the global rate of new HIV infections is declining, treatment access is expanding, and the world has made significant strides in reducing HIV transmission from mother to child. Peter Geese is the team leader of the Epidemic Monitoring and Analysis Team for UNAIDS. He told us more about the report.
This new report by the Secretary General tracks the progress that has been made since some of the key meetings that have happened in the past. And specifically, there was the 2001 special session on AIDS of the United Nations, where several commitments were made, and then there was another meeting like that in 2006. So then the report summarizes the progress since then, and so it does that in different areas. For example, for treatment, we estimate that over 6 million people now are receiving antiretroviral treatment in low- and middle-income countries, which is more than ever before. Also, in terms of prevention, it says that the number of new infections have decreased by at least 25% in about 33 countries. And also that in the area of the prevention of transmission of HIV from mothers to children, that at the end of 2009, that more than 50% of pregnant women were receiving services to prevent that transmission. So there is a lot of progress that has been made, but of course the report also recognizes that it is not enough and that much more needs to be done to achieve universal access to or for prevention, treatment, and care and support.
So what are the main challenges that we still face in combating the global AIDS epidemic?
Well, the challenges, they come in, again, in the different areas that there is need for a re-energizing of our prevention efforts. We think that a lot of this should be based on the energy of young people. Also, there is a need to further, develop efforts towards universal access so that everybody could have access to prevention, treatment, and care. There is also a need with the current financial crisis to make programs as cost-effective as they can be. And also, there is need for mutual accountability between donor countries and recipient countries. And then finally, there is also the need to have attention for rights of vulnerable people and also specific attention for rights and health of women and girls.
Now, in the report, Ban Ki-moon also gave 5 key recommendations to be reviewed by leaders at the upcoming meeting in June.
The recommendations actually relate much to the areas that we talked about. So they are about the need for improved or renewed energy for prevention. Then secondly, a push for universal access. Thirdly, making HIV programs cost efficient. Fourth is promote the health and rights of women and girls. And the fifth is a call for mutual accountability. And so in addition to those recommendations, there is also specific goals that are being proposed by the Secretary General. And these goals will actually be, in the report, of course, they come as recommended goals, but they will actually be debated in a high-level meeting that takes place in June at the United Nations. So this will be the time where countries and civil society and other partners will commit to the next phase in the fight against HIV.
Well, Peter, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that maybe to add that we are hopeful that meeting that takes place in June, that indeed it will set ambitious targets so that we get as close as possible to a world that has zero new infections, that has zero deaths due to AIDS, and that has zero discrimination of people that are vulnerable to HIV or that are living with HIV.